This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Each week, it's fun to catch up with Emma Mullings, our former Hope personality. She's also a recording artist, a pastor and mum who's moved to Miami with her husband, Terrence, and four lovely kids. Well, she's been there for a while now, maybe a couple of months, but some things I imagine still seem new and strange. So today we're going to talk about those strange little differences when you move to another country. Hi, Emma.
Hello, Katrina.
How long have you been there now?
I'm trying to think. It's either 6 weeks or 7 weeks.
Okay, yeah, it feels like it's been a while now. Look, obviously when you visit another country, there always is quirky little differences that you weren't expecting. Sometimes it's around language or vocabulary. Sometimes it's about rules or social expectations. So I thought we'd start with how we talk. Have there been any things you've said that people have just looked at you blankly and they just don't get it?
Yes, every single day. But I tell you, the one that actually is starting to annoy me, I know I'm the visitor here, so I have no right to be annoyed, but I am going to be anyway. So my new American phone number has an O in it. So the last part of it is 0981.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I tell someone the phone number over the phone or anything, I, you know, say the beginning of the number and then I say 0981 and they say, sorry, and I say 0981 and they're like, say that again, 0981. And then they say, that's not a number. I actually don't understand what you're saying. And what I realized is no one says O in numbers. They say 0981.
Wow.
So, but my thing is, wouldn't you kind of connect the dots that that's what I mean? 0981-7025 or however you put your O in. So wouldn't you connect the dots that I mean zero? They just, there is no affiliation with O and zero here.
Wow, that's like, so weird.
That's not a number. Like, and they genuinely look at me like I'm crazy.
I wonder where we get it from then, because we just accept that as normal, particularly in phone numbers, right? The convention is you always say O, right? When we give out our phone numbers, we always say no.
Zero or something, you know, I would still kind of, I'd know what they mean.
Yeah.
Like you still kind of figure it out.
Like we catch the 501 bus. We always call it the 501. No one calls it the 501. It's the 501.
Well, if you said that here, no one would know what you're talking about. They would actually say that is not a number.
That's really interesting. Oh, so that's just going to have to program that in your brain now to say your phone number with a zero in it.
I know, especially because it's in my phone number and not many numbers have it. It's not like in Australia where all numbers start with nine.
Oh, dear. What are some other things that have been a culture shock? Like, for example, I was thinking about tipping. Have you worked out when to tip and when not to tip?
Well, Katrina, I have learned that there is no time not to tip. They ask for a tip for everything, like everything, even if you're paying for a service, like not in a restaurant. You know, the default on the FBOSS machines here is what tip do you want to leave? And it doesn't start at 10%. It's 15, 20, 30.
Oh, my goodness.
So, the expectations are high. You always need to add that on in your head to what the actual cost of things are. And our dollar in Australia is quite low. So, and things here, to be honest, someone told me, a few people told me that America's cheap. It is not cheap. Everything here is much more expensive than Sydney. And then you also need to take account for, you know, our low Australian dollar and then also the tipping. But the thing is here, what I have learned is that Australians have a really bad reputation. So if they get an Aussie, they're not very happy because they assume that you're not going to tip them or you're not going to tip them very much. Mm. And that's just because I think the other Aussies that have come, we don't tip in Australia because people get paid a normal wage, whereas servers here in restaurants anyway, they get paid a very low wage and rely on the tips. So I actually had somebody lie to me about the price of the bill.
Really?
I knew what she was doing, but I thought, you know what? Because she was thinking I'm not going to tip her because I'm Australian. But I gave her the biggest tip. In fact, my husband was like, what? How much did you give her? And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to get mad about it. I know she's lied about the price, but I'm just going to add even extra on, and she's not going to know what hit her. She's not going to judge every Aussie as a bad tipper from now on.
So, I mean, what kinds of things would it be like if you catch a taxi or, you know, what sorts of things would you be expected to tip
for? Oh, yeah. I got my my toenails painted.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was in a shop, but they still wanted a tip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't even a pedicure. I just got them painted because I was actually looking at the prices, but they still wanted a tip. So,
goodness. Okay. All right. Any other culture shock moments, Em? Other strange things?
There's so many. The strangest thing about it, look, I'm in South Florida. I can't really speak to the rest of America, but honestly, it does feel like I've gone back in time, and that was not expected because, you know, everyone thinks America's so ahead, but it's honestly, Australia is so advanced in so many things, especially with the government and organisation and apps and, you know, like Medicare. I used to just take a photo of the receipt. I mean, they don't have anything like Medicare here, but that kind of thing is just quite foreign here. Everyone uses paper, like printouts, old school style. Oh, and the other day I tapped my card on the ATM and they're like, what happened? What did you do? Because people don't tap their cards here.
Oh.
Yeah, they've just brought the chip reader where you insert your card.
Oh, so they're swiping still, are they? What are they doing with their cards?
Yes, yeah. They've never even seen someone tap a card.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's very old school. Mm. Australia is very advanced. Okay. Don't doubt us Aussies down under.
All right. Well, great catching up with you, Em. And also, look, I saw on Facebook that you have a gig coming up. Is this your first public performance?
It is. I'm as surprised as you are.
Okay.
Someone has asked me to speak and sing at a ladies' meeting that's coming up. It's a big luncheon, actually, where a heap of churches come together for a combined women's lunch. So, yeah, that's going to be amazing. It's coming up in 2 Saturdays' time. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Oh, that's
and
exciting.
I really need to just make sure I don't say anything to offend anyone. I already know not to mention thongs. Don't worry, I've been briefed on that.
Not to mention thongs, yeah, that's right. All right, thanks, Emma. All the best. Great chatting with you.
No worries. Thank you, Katrina.
That is Emma Mullings, our mama in Miami. We've been talking about those funny little differences in a new country. You can find out more about Terrence and Emma's church plant at c3historymakers.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.